Hello, my name is Allison, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from anxiety, comparison, and seeking my identity in worldly things. I grew up with parents who taught me about God at an early age. As a kid, I knew who God was, but only as someone I was supposed to worship and not as a God that I should have a relationship with. When I was in fourth grade, I watched the movie God's Not Dead. It broke my heart to see people disowning God and trying to discourage the faith that my life was centered around. I decided right then and there that I never wanted to end up like that, so I proclaimed that Jesus was my Savior and awoke the next day with the purpose to live for God. It didn't take long for me to revert to a complacent life of going to church but not developing a relationship with God. I didn't understand that having a relationship was a two-way street and required constant effort. In sixth grade, we adopted my sister. She came from a rough background and endured a lot of hardships I didn't even know existed in the world. For a while, there was a lot of hurt, anger, and doubt in our household. As a 12-year-old who lived in a Christ-centered bubble her whole life, this scared me. I started to question if God really existed, if he was even looking out for me, or if he cared at all. One night after a family argument, I turned to the Lord for help, falling on my knees, crying and screaming at the sky, hoping God would answer my pleas. It wasn't just the trials in my home that I was needing God's help with. I was wrapped up in worldly things like popularity, lying to get attention, physical appearances, and idolizing material things. I was a drama maker, thriving on the attention I got from others, which led to a habit of compulsive lying. Another opportunity to trust God during difficult times came in seventh grade when I lost my best friend in a car accident. I chose to cope with it by rejecting God. I refused to open a Bible, to hear a word of scripture, or to go to church or small group. Why would I worship a God who had taken my closest friend? Brennan's death caused me to be anxious and overly checking in on family and friends. Over the next year, God waited nearby as I tried to handle my anxiety on my own, leaving me feeling drained. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path." God led me to realize that I needed him, that I could not do any of this alone. What made this realization better was that our small group had been learning steps to take to build a relationship with Christ that month. This wasn't a coincidence or good timing, but God's plan at work. So with the help of my small group leaders and my community group, I devoted time in the Word and to let God's love and light shine through me. On September 30th, 2019, I dedicated myself to God and was baptized. The summer leading up to my senior year, I decided to participate in Regen for Students. Quarantine had given me more time to spend with God, but it also gave me more time to scroll on social media. My sin struggles with comparison and jealousy were at an all-time high. Ephesians 1:4 says, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." God will always choose me first, so why do I never choose him first? In a letter included in the Regen booklet was a verse from Romans 8, which points out that even though we are from the flesh, we should not live for it. Instead, I can choose to focus on living for the Spirit because that is eternal and more fulfilling. Chasing the things of this world and putting them first above eternal joy with God leads to destruction. Every day, I have to make a conscious decision to choose God, spend time with him, talk to him, and follow the laws he put in place for his people. Once I started making this effort, my life hasn't been the same. God has redirected my heart to focus on the pure things of this world instead of falling into the quicksand of sin and being distracted by small picture things and temporary happiness. I'm not perfect and fall into sin often, but I have learned how to run to the Bible and to the accountability of my small group instead of the opinions of others. When anxiety threatens my peace, I do not feel alone and give God the things that are beyond my control. Knowing that God is on my side has significantly changed my life, because if God is for me, then who can be against me? Thank you for listening to my story.